Thank you for joining us. You're listening to a podcast from the Greater Austin Chapter of the NAMC, or National Association of Minority Contractors. The role of the NAMC is to provide opportunities for its members to fill national and state mandates, which require contract administrators to hire a certain percentage of minority contractors. Joining the NAMC Greater Austin Chapter is your company's ticket to being considered for these lucrative mandated contract opportunities. Today you'll be listening to an excerpt from Austin's Natural Soul Conversations with Erica Monique as she interviews NAMC Austin's president, Samuel T. Blango.
Welcome back to Natural Soul Conversations. I am your host, Erica Monique, and today I have the great pleasure of speaking with Mr. Samuel T. Blango. He is the president and founder of the National Association for Minority Contractors, or NEMAC, in the Austin area, or the Austin chapter, rather. How are you doing, Mr. Blango?
Very good.
Yes, yes. I actually met you from Mr. Nelson Linder, who is the president of the NAACP Austin chapter. I interviewed him a couple of weeks ago, and during that conversation, he goes, I have someone that I want to introduce you to. I think you should come to his event. And that person happened to be you. And as I was attending the event and watching everything that was happening and all of the great information that was being provided, you know, I was, you know, in agreement. I was like, yes, I do need to speak to Mr. Blango. And so I reached out to you. We had a couple of conversations and you agreed to do the show. And I so thank you. So can you please just give me a little bit of your background, you know, personal, educational, and professional, and let's have a chance to get to know you.
Well, I want to say thank you very much for having talking to you today. Like I said, I'm Samuel Blango, the third. I'm from originally from Liberia, West Africa. I'm happy to be in the area on behalf of our company from the 70s since 1971.
Wow.
It's called my company, not name, but my company is called SECOM. It stands for SECCOM, mm-hmm. which is International Group. And we do construction, travel and tourism, sustainable capacity building, and consulting services throughout the global network in terms of Africa and the Caribbean markets.
Wow.
And the USA and Europe, and as far as New Zealand. So we've been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a private company. When I came to the U.S. in 1973, I live here in the heart of Philadelphia, the 57th Street in Delancey. Never forget that experience.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great experience. Yeah, I was young, inner city.
Mm-hmm.
We did that. And then for as far as education concerned, I graduated from a private high school there in Philadelphia called Lincoln Preparatory School.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I went to OIC. OIC that's founded by Reverend Leon Sullivan back in the 70s. You know what I mean?
Okay.
OIC stands for the Opportunity Industrialization Center. OIC, the concept was to train young people about skills. Well, if you don't want to go to 4-year college, you can go to OIC land trade, whether it's carpentry, whether it's electrical, whether it's plumbing, and other trades as well, stuff to that. So I told my father, since I was in the construction business, I said, let me just go learn some kind of trade first, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I went in electrical. So I want to learn my electrical trade with OIC right here from there.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the history, I got a job right away. And then we started building the company up. And I'll be president and chairman of the company since 1978. I'm still chairman and CEO for the company, from the business. So you can Google SECOM International Group.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the stuff I was doing in Africa and other places around the world and places that we are work and so forth. So since I've been here, I saw all the opportunities. But the first thing I did was reach out to Nelson again, to Nelson Lander. Thank you very much. Thanks to Nelson. very informative individual.
Mm-hmm.
He's the president of the name of the NAACP chapter in the Austin area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a member of NAACP. I'm a lifetime member from New Jersey. I serve on the Economic Development Committee for my chapter as well as for the state of New Jersey.
Okay.
So wherever I move, into when I travel, all will reach out to NAACP, let it know. I'm a lifetime member.
Yes.
So I reach out to him and he myself with this clique. We start teaming up. We give up some different ideas, different concepts, how we can work together, and so forth.
Mm.
So that's how I went up into the Austin, got involved into the Austin area.
Well, black people in this country have a low representation anyway, but Austin has a very low representation of black people. So, you know, it's very fascinating to me when black people say, oh, yeah, I want to, or I came here and I want to know, well, why, what about the city attracted you?
Well, as for me, I didn't know much about Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know even a town called or a city called Round Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to Round Rock because my granddaughter was in the airport in San Antonio.
Yes, okay.
And that's how I wanted up here.
Okay. Well, since you have started the conversation about reaching out to different professionals in the greater Austin area, tell me about the organization National Association of Minority Contractors, or NEMAC.
NEMAC has been around Oakland, California, 1969.
Mm-hmm.
They have been around for a long time, between a gentleman named by Ray Jones and Joseph DeBro.
Mm-hmm.
And NEMAC is one of the, I think it's the oldest minority construction trade association in the United States.
Mm.
So we had a member that includes more than 50 Hall of Fame members of legacy contracting builders,
mm-hmm.
Combined with annual project capacity of over $1 billion or more by now. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So we have a good track record. NEMAC is based in Washington, D.C. That's the national headquarters. It's almost the NAACP, you know what I mean? But our focus is on businesses, on construction and contractors.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved here, before I moved here, I've been a member of NEMAC in Philadelphia and South Jersey for years. My friends then were running NEMAC. I'm a member of NEMAC. I know how successful NEMAC is.
Mm-hmm.
I joined NEMAC. It was very successful. We were doing anywhere between $10 to $20 million a year in construction for years. So NEMAC is a good track record. If it's well organized into the area, it can be very instrumental and beneficial to a lot of minority contractors, a lot of minority businesses as a whole, not just a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can do other things as a minority contractor. You can do other things as non-contractor to supply with the minority. I gotta call my hair, I go to a regular barber shop,
mm-hmm.
I look for a black barber shop, I need clothes, I need dry cleaning, you know what I mean? So we gotta know who's who in the area that we can support.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what NEMAC is about. But it has good track record since 1969.
Right.
And you can Google NEMAC, you can look at Washington, D.C. From there you can see different chapters across the country. You can get a chapter in Houston, Texas. You get a chapter in Dallas, Texas. But believe it or not, all these years, they never have a chapter here that I know of or that is successful in this area until I got here. And when I got here, I'm looking for NEMAC. And there was no NEMAC to be found in the greater Houston, in the greater Austin area.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, I called Houston, and I pay my membership fee, and then I find out that Houston don't even cover Austin area. But now I'm calling the area. What's going on, man? So I got a little bit angry. I called the national headquarters. And the national headquarters said, no, the only your territory or your jurisdiction is 50 miles north, 50 miles west, 50 miles east and 50 miles south. So in other words, that the Houston chapter doesn't even cover this area. Dallas chapter doesn't even cover this area. So San Blanco, I see that. You got, if you want to be in your area, you got to open up your own chapter from scratch. Greater Austin chapter. Wow. That's how I went to work. And we did all the paperwork. They gave a letter of permission. And so now we had an official learn about NEMAC, almost like a grand opening. That's what you came to. Introduce NEMAC into the area and what we're all about. And so, so far, I have been successful, and we are here to stay. We represent that. We represent veterans, black women, black men, contractors, Hispanics. So we are all into one organization, but we had a voice to speak on behalf of contractors and small businesses. Our job is to open opportunities. We do the advocacy, we do the education, we do the procurements for them. You know what I mean? So that's what NEMAC is all about. It's about working together with other organizations and other construction and contractors and other small businesses in the area. So currently, I'm reaching out to, like I said, I just found out the other day that they have a women, like women in business in the area. They have different organizations in the area. They got a Black Chamber of Commerce. They got Black Contract Association. So I'm trying to reach out to all of them. That's what we are, how we can work together as a team. What can we do and how can we work together? So that's how I'm working on now. I'm still running my own business. As I speak, I got a team in different countries. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to you from Liberia this morning. I got a delegation from Houston into my office this morning in Liberia, looking for business opportunity in Liberia from Houston, Texas, on my behalf, because I took some of that before. So we travel. We travel around the world. I did just like, I just did what? 75, almost 80 countries around the world.
Wow.
And starting from November, I'm going to do another 8 West African countries, just promoting business and tourism opportunity into this country. And how this would be good for me and my members now, because now we've got an international flavor in the Austin area.
Let me ask you something. When you mentioned about the tourism part, I know quite a few people who are looking for opportunities to visit, and I'm talking about black people, to visit, you know, at different African countries, but they don't know how to go about doing it. Like, could they participate in your tourism business as far as a tourist without having to be a member of NEMAC?
So let me just bring our points up, talk a little bit about that. Yes, matter of fact, we have from the Austin area, pretty soon you hear about it, either on the website or other announcements. We are putting a trip together now to go to Africa in January, from around the January 13th to the 28th. It should be my people in Africa that put it together. My office here is coordinating to put it together. I just talked to Nelson for NWCP and see how we can put a trip together to go to Ghana, Liberia, and Senegal in January 2022. So, yes, anybody can come. They can contact me if you want to go to on your own. I can make the arrangement, which I have done all the years. Send black people from here that went on their own. I have sent white people from here that went on their own that want to go visit. I got a tourist company. I got a tour company in Ghana that handle all the West Africa. I get an offer in Liberia that can handle you. I get a team in Sierra Leone that can handle you. So I get a team in Africa that can handle you. So, yeah, you can go on your own, but I will have my tourist guide to guide you there. You know what I mean? So we'll have people on the ground to help you out. Or you can go with our group, which is coming up. What I would like to do in this area and have a group go maybe two times or three times a year, depending how successful it is,
mm-hmm.
and depending on how the individual, the person says, I don't want to go to a group, I don't want to go on my own, I can make all that arrangement too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yes,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know how to be a member. They might have to travel with us.
Right.
No problem at all. We can make that arrangement. That's the good part.
Mm-hmm.
The key thing is that this particular chapter is bringing into this area
mm-hmm.
that might be different from other chapters across the country because we are bringing in the international piece to it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm proposing now, even to the members, into this Nehemiah chapter, the Greater Austin chapter, is to have an international golf tournament coming up soon. So people come and network with us and see why we're doing it. I might bring some people from different countries to be here on our international golf tournament. So we got a connection and a contact to make that happen.
Well, let me ask you, I understand that this really is a networking organization for minority contractors, but then you also mentioned earlier in the conversation about, and maybe I just misunderstood, but about connecting other types of businesses together. So it wouldn't just be focused on minority contractors, but Black businesses or minority businesses connecting and creating a network to be able to support minority businesses. Is that true, or is it really just restricted to minority contractors?
Oh, that's true. We're not just restricted to minority contractors. It's like a chamber of commerce, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In a sense. If you're not in construction, we still welcome you because you might have other services that the contractor needs. You might be mm-hmm. a supplier to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might be just a public relations firm. Recently, you might be a lawyer. And you want to represent our client. You want to represent our members.
Mm-hmm.
And as a lawyer, you can give discount to our membership.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, starting from this, in fact, we just have a lawyer firm just joined us.
Mm.
So we have a lawyer now. We have a legal counsel now into this area that can take a look at a document if we want to. A 50% discount. We just brought that to our attention. So
mm-hmm.
this is a great opportunity to network.
Because mm-hmm, I'm thinking of, you know, there could be businesses like, let's say there is a dentist business or their own practice. Would this organization be beneficial for them to join?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been doing that for a long time. So that's when you call us, hey, man, I'm in the area or I'm a member of NEMAC and I need a dentist.
Mm.
We might look our list and see if we got dentists. Yeah, we got a dentist. Say, look, man, I'm a member, or I want to join Nehemiah, but I have a legal issue in my business. That's a good part of the network. So we're not just focused on contracting or
mm-hmm.
contractor and forget the other aspect.
Mm-hmm.
We're all into one. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're all interrelated.
Well, let me ask you this. When I came to the open house, it was at our prestigious historical Black university, Houston-Tillotson University, which happens to be my mother's alma mater, by the way. Are there any plans to provide connection between the education system with HT and NEMAC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was so excited to even be on a campus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited that Nelson brought me there because he's graduated from there too. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, if you look at some of the NEMAC site, it's called NEMAC University.
Mm.
Well, what NEMAC University does is we come in into the chapter or we come to this area and we look at, like, the school you're talking about. We look at the Houston, Tennessee University
mm-hmm.
And talk to them and see how mm-hmm. we can work with them in conjunction to educate our member on a continuous basis.
Mm.
So yes, that's our next move. And in fact, on my list of contact, Nelson can bring it back on the table and be able to talk with the president of that school,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Paulette Pierre Burnett.
Mm.
So and see how we can work with her or Ms. Lena Jackson, who was very helpful for us that day. So yeah, we're definitely open.
Mm.
If we can reach out to your old school and this is it. This is that's what the program is about. It's about educating our membership. Mm-hmm. It's about how to be successful, helping each other out. You know what I mean?
With that being said, there are a lot of high school programs that specialize in upper education preparation, you know, and then, of course, when they get into those universities, it's about developing the skills to go into those careers, right? Those career industries. With that being said, are you guys interested in reaching back further, you know, into the secondary academic programs? Like with the LASA program, you know, that specializes with STEM education, to kind of create like a pathway from high school to university and careers.
Yeah, if you look at a national website, even local website, on NEMAC, you see NEMAC have a student chapter, is an NWCP, we have student chapter on campuses. We have student chapter in schools, and this Thursday coming, I'll be talking with the African-American youth president, Mr. Michael Lawson. He's very interested in working with us. We're also talking to Mr. Melvin White. He's president of the MRSW Management, that does training, extensive training into this area. So, yes, we are open. I got some friends over the years that being a student for STEM program. When the last time I talked to him while I was in my office in New Jersey, he's willing. STEM programs everywhere. So yeah, we're open. We can reach out to a secondary school, to high school, to colleges. This is our future. So our future, that's where the education come in. And also we do an intern program with companies. So let's say if somebody, a major corporation will come to us, like Turner Constructions or Google, for example, or all the major Gilbane, and I mean, all the major players, they're all part of the National Association of Minority Contractors, we call the National Partner, because they're all over the country. They're all in major cities. Mm-hmm. When they get to these cities, they look at NEMAC, and they reach out to us, and we reach out to them and say, hey, I'm looking for intern students. So we might have engineering students, might have other people that want to in different skills, might have people that want to even learn about plumbing, electrical, electronic. And if they reach out and looking for an intern, we'll make sure that we've got the right students that are interested to do internship. Mm-hmm. Sometimes during the graduation, they might get hired by the company and full-time. So, in a word, it's like OJT, on-the-job training program. It's a good opportunity for NEMAC to really be in this area to work with different organizations. Currently, this last Thursday, I talked to other organizations like Associated General Contractor of Greater Austin Area. This is a major construction company. Contractor in the area, they are not black, but always reach out to black companies for labor, for skills training, for all, because I've been in the organization NEMAC for so long, so I know how it works. That's why I'm so confident. I'm very confident that we're gonna have an impact into the area, both short term and long term. Short term is just getting it together now, because want to know who's who in the area and how we can work with them. In the long term, once it's established, this would be a place to be. You know what I mean? It's a good organization to affiliate yourself with.
Yeah, I'm glad that you put some time frame on this, because one of my questions is, what is your projection for minority businesses' representation in the greater Austin area within the next 5 years? So do you have a projection, a five-year projection? If so, what is
that? Well, I'm just starting out here, but I just know NEMAC as a whole since 1969 had a good track record in some of the area goes. So if we can reach out to all the minority businesses, including some Hispanics that will join our organizations, I'm looking to end up between 10 to 15% within the next year more. You know what I mean? The next few years from now. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a great opportunity to make the organization grow. But you got to be part of what we're doing. You know, you got to get involved, you know, to make it grow. You can't just sit back and you expect it to grow. In other words, if you're not part of what we're doing, you're going to miss out.
Yeah.
Because this is for our membership.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So you gotta get involved. You gotta get in. You gotta be a member in order to get out. It's like back to what I'm saying. It's like NWCP. It also is like the local chamber of commerce. Mm-hmm. So if you wanna know what's going on, you gotta be a member. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have events. Then we'll introduce you to other people. We might introduce you have like you're talking about educational piece. We might have Gilbin do like billions and billions of dollars. Yeah, they say, hey, this is what we're doing. We need some minority participation into the project we're doing so they can meet their minority goals. Mm-hmm. Begin to get tax, they get federal tax money, they get state tax money, they get local tax money. They have to meet certain goals. Mm-hmm. In order to be part of that, NEMAC is out there searching and researching and see who's who do what in the area and what how our member can get involved in the trade, in any kind of trade.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to be out there as an educator to open the door for our membership. Mm-hmm. Then in the Chamber of Commerce, that's what we're doing too as well.
You mentioned being connected. What does that mean for, let's say, spiritual and religious organizations? Are we including that as well?
Yeah. If you look at our website, you see nonprofit organizations.
Mm-hmm.
It could be church organizations. It could be another nonprofit organization that want to work with us and reaching out to the youth, the African American Youth Association.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reaching out to Melvin White. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of different a group I'm reaching out to, and I'm also open to reach out to the Black Chamber of Commerce in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I should be a member of the Black Chamber of Commerce and the African American Chamber of Commerce. It's about teaming up and working together.
Mm-hmm.
It's teamwork, they dream work.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what it's about. Teamwork, teamwork.
Absolutely.
No, we're not here to compete with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to compete with another construction contractor. If you're an electrical guy, I'll make sure I'll find enough electrical work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be so busy, you don't have to worry about another job coming in. You know what
right.
I mean? If you look at what's going on down the line, even the Central Electrical or Central Railroad is spending $7.1 billion, and most of the job would be upgrading the electrical system.
Wow.
That's a lot of work.
Yes, it is. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But we got to have the members in how to be able to take that
mm-hmm.
kind of job.
Mm-hmm. If I'm feeling this, there are many others in our community that feel the same way. We just don't know about NEMAC. So it was very important for me to have you be part of the show because, you know, my whole platform, my whole purpose is to provide that platform and that bridge to get out the information and to educate on what it is, what type of resources and what kind of opportunities that organizations and companies like you offer to our minority community. So I thank you. I thank you for agreeing to be on the show and just sharing more about the organization.
Well, to be honest, I'm glad you called me so I could be on your show. And I mean, so this was an introduction to the Greater Austin chapter. Now, if you get time, go to NEMACATA.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then NEMAC continues to fight to end racial and economic inequality in the United States, not just here,
right?
Just Austin, and that's our goal. But the point that you made was, I'm going to bring it back, was you said that your contractor said, blah, 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 he couldn't find a Black contractor. Well, they imagine on the biggest scale, they might be a company that do billions and billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even find a minority contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do to go to NEMAC and say, hey, man, NEMAC, this is what we're looking for. Do you have it? Because those companies have to meet the goal. They get taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm.
So in order, the government, the federal government have set aside for minority company. When the state do have set aside for minority company, anywhere between 10%, 15%, sometimes 25%,
mm-hmm.
sometimes 30%, depending on the state.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of wasting that time looking for a contractor to go to the organization, they know that particular organization have the resources and the people to make it happen, mm-hmm. who also have the student chapter.
Right.
So we have student chapters in the world. They can bring people in from the school that can land a trade that they're looking for, but at least they'll be able to meet the goal. Mm. It's all about meeting that goal.
Right. Great. So we know that companies, the tradesmen associated with NEMAC, they are highly skilled and qualified individuals that or companies that provide exceptional work for our needs in the community. And so I applaud you for that, or applaud the organization for that. So is there anything else that you want us to know as we end our conversation about NEMAC?
Yeah, I want to say NEMAC is here to stay. NEMAC is in the area. If you got any question, you can reach out at 512-290-8512.
Got
That's
it.
Our direct phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to NEMACATX.org. That's our website.
So I have your organization website. I have the direct line. Is there an email address you would like for me to add?
You can go to info@austintexas.org. You can find all that on our website.
Okay, so I will definitely include this information in the show notes. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up. I thank you, Mr. Blanco, for what to expect from the organization and, just the outlook. And the fact that, as you say, NEMAC is here to stay.
We need all the people from the village to come to NEMAC and support NEMAC.
Yes.
Our job is applications, education, and procurement. Appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Okay, thank you again, and you have a great day today.
Okay, I appreciate
all right,
it.
Thank you. Man. Have a good one.
Thank you again for listening. This was an excerpt from Austin's Natural Soul Conversations with Erica Monique as she interviewed NAMC Austin's president, Samuel T. Blanco. This is the National Association of Minority Contractors, Austin, Texas chapter at NAMCATX.org.